Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two. We in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
Let's go, baby. Let's go, baby. Where them air horns at, man?
Yeah.
Hey. One more time for the good time. Yes, indeed. We welcome you in here to the Monday, October 7th edition of D-Lo and KC. I'm Damian Barlin.
The ultimate needle mover in God Mode himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live.
The worst.
And for one last time.
What are you doing with him?
Oh, boy.
We're sending him off.
Oh, boy.
Become a man tomorrow.
Well, yeah, Friday. But, yeah, yeah.
No, we don't get to see you. This is it.
No, I'm not going to lie. I sent some text to family yesterday. Oh, yeah, get to the venue at so-and-so time for pictures, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, oh, wow, we're really doing this thing now.
Yeah, man. It's happening.
Yeah, now we're dealing with just the chaos of the details of like, all right, got to pack Coco, our dog's food for the week. Just he's gonna be gone. Make sure we got all the stuff ready for while we're gone. It's all the detail stuff now.
Okay,
just enjoy the ride, enjoy the time. I had two groomsmen the day before. One of them was 2 days before. The other was the day before that couldn't be in the wedding.
They got sick or just
one of my groomsmen, his daughter. Had I forgot exactly. I think that her appendix like ruptured, so they had to like emergency surgery. And then my other one, his mother-in-law passed away and had to go back. And it's I was, what you gonna do? Like,
damn,
I ain't gonna be like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, yeah.
Just what you gonna do?
It's real life.
But I say that to say is like. I don't think any of that's going to happen for you, but I'm just saying, like,
and it, but
if
the,
anything
the point
does,
is, even
just,
if it does, it doesn't matter. Like, we had, I remember we found out the day before, 2 days before, that Pat couldn't come. Mm. And that was a big deal. Mm. Bigger, because it was her plane.
Oh.
So that knocked out, like, five people all from Knoxville.
Mm.
And she was devastated. Mm. And in the end, it's like, a lot of other people here.
Yeah,
we gotta let's pull it together. Get the and then you know I figured out like I found a way to work Pat into the wedding. All these different things and like you just roll with it.
That's it.
You just roll with it. So no matter what happens, Friday gonna be awesome.
Gonna it's all vibes. Day. It's all vibes. I've been excited for a while.
But we're gonna. This is Jesse's last day.
What are you doing with him?
He's gonna be gone for the next couple of weeks between the wedding. And
I think I'll be back in time just for the Kings regular season that
nice.
Week.
Okay, there we go. Well, good stuff, man. Good stuff. We're very excited for you. This will be fun. Jesse's getting married. Of course, it doesn't really feel like that big of a deal because you and Crystal have been together for like 2 decades.
12 years, yeah.
Yeah,
it's different though.
No, yeah,
that's it's different. It is different. It feels different. Because I'm kind of the same similar situation. Like, I thought the same thing. I was like, going into it, I was like, man, we've been together so long. We got two kids. Like, it's just gonna be a piece of paper. Nah, man, you say them words and you get up there and it's heavy in a great way. Like it's different.
Mm-hmm.
It's different. So
yeah
man.
It'll be cool. You guys get to hang out maybe with my family and stuff like that. Not as serious.
Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to seeing Jesse outside of here.
Is there a difference?
Yeah.
Oh, I believe it. Yeah, like I absolutely believe it. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to watching Mr. Tapia inevitably shed like uncontrollable tears when he gives a speech about his son. He is so proud of Jesse. It's one of the best things about our live shows. Yeah, like if Jesse has a birthday, the beardless pictures pop up on on Mr. Tapia's IG story. Like it's fantastic. I would never know what Jesse looked like without a beard if it wasn't for Mr. Tapia.
Yeah, we're never going back to that, by the way.
He makes sure those pictures get posted.
Big shout out to Mr. Tapia, man.
No doubt. No doubt, no doubt, no doubt. Phone lines are open for you all day, man. 916-909-1320. It's the Elk Grove Kia Talk Line. James Hamm will be with us. He's at practice right now. He'll be with us in the final hour of the show. We got a pretty good Monday Night Football game tonight. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about some interesting things that were said over the weekend at King's practice. And, of course, we'll try to dive into everything that happened in the NFL. And I told you as we were wrapping things up with Kyle, man, to me, the 49ers win on Thursday got even bigger after yesterday. You had the Bucs in what was the game of, you know, we keep getting these game of the year candidates, and I think the Bucs and Seahawks put themselves in that category yesterday. But the Bucs get the win, and that's a twofold situation now. You've got the 49ers in Tampa Bay next weekend. You also handed the Seahawks another loss. You're alone in first place now. Buffalo lost. There's the Eagles lost. There are no undefeated teams left. Jesse's 72 Dolphins are popping the champagne earlier than they normally do.
I got to say real quick, too, I'm so tired of the 72 Dolphins. Stop acknowledging that damn team. That's stop, enough. I'm tired of the 72 Dolphins.
I'm on the other side.
Enough.
Of that.
No, that's all we have, bro. Enough. Like okay. cut that off. Thank cut you. That off and start moving on.
How do you feel about the 08 Celtics?
Oh, I love them. They're great. I was telling my dad, I love the Red Sox and Celtics. I hate watching the Dolphins. I don't even like this at this point.
That was,
of course, coming off yesterday's game. I cannot blame you.
I was watching that game on Red Zone, but I was watching it. I saw them up 17-0. I was thinking about my guy. I was like, man, Jesse, man, he broke it down. Like, the schedule panning out that way, they can make a move. And
I text my dad, what do I waste my gas for driving up for this?
That's tough.
That's tough. But yesterday felt like I won't call it an equalizer, but all of a sudden, it's like, oh, these teams that, like, there were a couple of teams, Buffalo being one, Philadelphia being the other, where you thought, like, you know, everybody else is kind of, they're down to earth, but those two, they might be operating on a different level. They got brought back by the Broncos and Patriots, respectively. And we'll talk about the individual games as the day goes on, but my takeaway at the end of, even before going to the Buffalo game, when that Denver-Philly game went final, or in the Bucks Seattle game, it was like, ooh, man, this really amplifies what the 49ers did on Thursday, and sets up another game of the year candidate next weekend.
I don't even know what you're talking about, man. Niners ain't no good, man. They ain't no good. Don't worry about them, Damien. Don't worry about that. Just everybody else, don't worry about them. They ain't no good. Where Jay Stahl at? Jay Stahl, like I said, they ain't no good. Them Bay going to run right through those boys. Now I'm having a good time with it. But there's a level of there's such a fine line between these games, it feels like, this year. You know, when you talk about Eagles, Broncos, Patriots, Bills. Patriots are probably better than I gave them credit for. That's a well coached team.
Mm-hmm.
They got some talent. Bucks, Seahawks, Niners, Rams. You saw these games just in this week alone, where there's such a fine line between winning and losing with some of these teams that it's hard to say who is the favorite or who's number one or who's unbeatable, because it almost depends on the day. Mm-hmm. It almost depends on how the teams execute from day to day, from week to week, from game to game. And the 49ers are right there in that group. I don't think we're going to have because I don't feel this way about the Bills or the Eagles. I don't think we're going to have one of those situations that we had 2 years ago where it was like, nah, this is the Niners Super Bowl to lose. Like, they are the best team.
Mm-hmm.
Or even I think the Ravens were really good that year as well. Nah, the Ravens are the best team. Ravens, Niners, collision course to the Super Bowl, and it'll be a crazy upset if either one of those two don't make it. We're not going to have that, I don't think, at any time this year. I think there's going to be a pot of about 7 or 8 teams that, depending on the day, can beat each other at any point in time.
Yeah, and that it may have been highlighted yesterday. Man, what a game between the Seahawks and Bucks. I don't know that I expected that.
Mm.
I definitely thought it would be a good game, because those are two teams that I feel like are kind of on the same level.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't expect it to be that good. Sam Darnold has been terrific in Seattle. He was good yesterday besides that one hiccup. Baker Mayfield was fantastic. 29 of 33 for Baker yesterday. Mm. An incredible completion percentage. No turnovers. The Bucs are really, really tough to beat. I'll steal a line from you. The Bucs are really, really tough to beat when Baker plays clean.
Yeah.
If he, you know, he likes to take chances. He likes to get risky. But if he doesn't turn the ball over, that Bucs team is in a really, really good position to win that game. And the fact that they've been able to do this at a 4-1 clip without Mike Evans for the last handful of weeks,
mm-hmm.
who they've got to find a way to get to 1,000 yards come hella high water before this year is over. It's been pretty amazing.
Nah, man, he made some throws yesterday that was top flight, man. Absolutely top flight by Baker. And the combination of him and I don't want to mess up his name. Egbuka.
Mm-hmm.
Those two, a problem. You know, I was watching yesterday just because, you know, it was one of the better games of the day. But also, you know, it's part of my job. And I don't mean 13-20. I mean my job with the Niners. I help Kyle with scouting.
How much you get paid for that one?
Well, terms not disclosed. But, you know, it's my job.
Is it a conflict of interest in your scouting with Sac State?
He's essentially...
No, everybody understands.
What Dwight Schrute was to the sheriff's office.
Got it.
Well, yeah. That's a little harsh. I don't know.
They hand him a little clipboard and that's it.
That's a little harsh. I mean... Dwight, yeah, like, there are some things that me and Dwight do, but yeah, no.
You're not supposed to have a uniform.
Yeah. Well, yes, but no, because I know what you guys are getting at, but no.
Do you?
So, what are we getting at?
Do you? Yeah, it's a great question.
Yeah, explain what are we
getting at?
Man, there's just many examples of.
Yeah, so many.
Tune into the decision part 2 tomorrow.
What is that? Is that a taco? What do you think that is?
Everyone thinks he's selling something.
It's tacos?
I think it's tacos.
Or Nikes? It's got to be tacos. We just said it was National Taco Tuesday.
Yeah.
That's like, a thing.
I think his shoe's already out.
Yeah, the shoe's already out. It's got to be tacos. But I know people hate it. It's brilliant.
Oh, yeah.
This is brilliant because everyone's waiting for that announcement that I don't think is coming.
If LeBron was
and take
real
advantage
one,
of it.
If he was real, he would retire.
Oh, that'd be so great.
Just turn this whole thing over. Just
be
retire,
like,
LeBron.
Yeah, launch it. Launch it like it's a taco thing. And then just at the very end go, oh, yeah, I'm done.
Shout out to Jim Boyce for catering my retirement announcement. I'm over.
Who's that sitting across from? Is it Richard Jefferson?
I just heard about it. I haven't seen it yet.
There's a trailer. It's like there's a clip. It's like 6 seconds long. It says the decision part 2, and it shows LeBron going to sit in a chair. I think it's opposite Richard Jefferson.
Yeah, Rich's is
not Richard Jefferson.
No,
that's a different ball guy.
Oh, okay. Well,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, LeBron decision. Let's see.
Oh, okay. Wait, he's.
Who is that?
I don't know who. Oh, that isn't. I don't know who that is. Not Jim Gray, that's for sure.
It's as we saw this.
What does that look like? That's not. Look at it. Are you watching? That's not Big Boy, is it? He's too light. So. Well. That's not Big Boy, is it?
Why didn't the thing pull up for me? Pause. I can't get large.
I've never seen Big Boy dressed like that, so I don't know if that's him. I have no clue who that is.
Play on that pause, by the way. That was close.
Yeah. It was
close. No, that's not Big Boy. I don't.
Says the decision of all decisions, October 7th, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Mm. Hashtag the second decision.
Oh, he won. I'll be tapped in.
Yeah, I think my guess is tacos. It's my guess. But yeah, I was scouting for Kyle. That game, the Bucks, they got some weapons on the offensive end, and that's going to be I've been touting for I don't know how long, 4 or 5 weeks, that the 49ers secondary is top tier, and by the end of the season they will be a top three, top five positional unit in the NFL. I just got done talking to Kyle about, I think D'Amore Lenore is a top five corner in the game. Mm-hmm. They're going to be tested on Sunday.
Are they running into the...
They're going to be tested.
Are they running into the MVP front runner this week?
Baker?
Yeah, is Baker the MVP front runner right now?
I had not thought about that.
Lamar's not it, obviously. Josh Allen just lost.
But he might
really
be.
Been that. Might even it probably, the field a little bit.
It probably should be Jared Goff, but
Justin Herbert.
That's a good one right there. No, Jared Goff is a really good one.
Yeah, he might be. Yeah. Yeah, Baker might be that.
I think it goes back. Could Jared Goff win an MVP?
Mm.
Like, that team would have to be like almost a two-loss team, mm-hmm, for him, I think, to get the recognition that he probably deserves. He's at a 75% completion percentage, 12 touchdowns, 2 interceptions.
You know what's crazy?
Goodness gracious.
Should it be Daniel Jones? This offense doesn't
I'm not
punt.
Ready for that conversation yet. Ask me again in like 5 weeks.
This offense doesn't punt. But it shouldn't be. But he's been cooking.
Oh man, 4-1. That's why are the Bucks 4-1? I can give it to you in one stat. Why are the Bucks 4-1? Here's what you're facing on Sunday. 10 touchdowns, 1 interception. Baker at that clip is deadly. 1283. He's at a 65% completion percentage. Those two are pretty even, Baker and Jared Goff. Let's look at Daniel Jones real quick, just for fun. What's Daniel Jones
Indiana
looking like?
Jones.
5 games into the season. Well, looks a little different. 71% completion percentage, 1290. That's on par with Baker and Goff. Jared Goff. Mm-hmm. 6 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. He's got Jonathan Taylor.
MVP of that offense might be Taylor.
Oh, I don't think there's a mic. Sure. That's the league's leading rusher, I think.
Well, and people in the chat are talking about it, and it's a good question to bring up. Is it Christian McCaffrey? Christian McCaffrey's on pace for 1,000. receiving and rushing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't think he's going to get there, but let's just say if they...
Who's done that before?
I don't know. Well, my first thought is LaDainian Tomlinson. Did he ever do it?
Can you win MVP low rushing the way he is? Because like, I'm not trying to discredit, but they're kind of force-feeding him touches because you have nowhere else to go right now. Like, I get it. He's leading the league in scrimmage yards, and all. I get it. But also, he's got, touches.
If they go 12-4 and he's 1,000-1,000.
I feel stupid. Three players have done it.
What?
Christian McCaffrey was one of them.
In 23?
No.
Oh, he didn't.
Carolina Panthers did it. There are two more. I know you love to do this.
Marshall Faulk and LaDainian Tomlinson.
Marshall Faulk was a good one. That's correct. Mm. No, you went too far away from home. 1985.
Roger did it. Roger did it.
Yeah.
Wow, I wasn't sure. That's crazy. That, especially that time and the way the game was played at that time.
McCaffrey had 1,387 and 1,005. Mm. Marshall Faulk had 1,381 and 1,048. Roger had 1,050 and 1,016.
How many 2,000-yard rushing seasons have we had?
Or like 7, 8.
Barkley.
Oh, is it that many?
Adrian.
I was just a guess. I'll look it up right now.
1,000. I was just asking because 1,000 might be more rare.
I mean, Derrick Henry just did it.
Yeah, CJ2K.
Didn't Derrick Henry do it?
I think he did too. 1,000 is more rare than a 2,000-yard rushing season.
There's been 9.
Mm.
We got.
Yeah. Who's the first one?
Friends of the show.
Well. At this point,
O.J. Simpson,
good friend of Jesse Tapia.
Speak for yourself.
We're all dealing with KC. Eric Dickerson, Barry Sanders, Terrell Davis, Jamal Lewis. Johnson, Adrian Peterson, Derrick Henry, and Saquon last year.
Jamal Lewis, didn't he have like a 289-yard rushing game? Something stupid.
Who had that?
Jamal Lewis. I think it was... It was either when he was with the Browns against the Ravens or with the Ravens against the Browns. He ran for, I want to say it was 289.
Mm.
That's crazy.
Also, I believe OJ, the only one to do it in 14 games.
Oh. There's a really uncomfortable truth when it comes to OJ Simpson, the football player. A really, really uncomfortable truth.
Oh, man.
Eric Dickerson, 2105. Adrian Peterson was so close.
Mm.
So, so close. I remember that last game. And when they got the ball, they were trying to do the math as to if there were enough yards. If Adrian Peterson got all of them, would he break the record? And it was no. And I remember this moment when the lineman picked him up, and I felt so bad for Adrian Peterson because I always thought in the moment he thought he broke the record because he was so close, and his lineman picks him up, and he's holding him in the air like Dirty Dancing.
Yeah.
And it's like, bro, he didn't break the record. Like, what are you doing?
It was just a touchdown, right?
Yeah, like, what are you doing? He got within, is that 7 yards?
Dang it.
Yeah, 8 yards. He got within 8 yards.
Man. Yeah.
Second highest rushing.
For the record, I don't think CMC is going to get 1,000-1,000. But if he did, and the Niners were 12-4.
You have to do something incredible to wrestle it away from a quarterback. Mm-hmm. Saquon couldn't wrestle it away from a quarterback. The only guy to ever do it was Adrian Peterson.
Mm. If CMC hits those totals, are we assuming that the 49ers has never really truly got healthy then? Because I'd imagine we don't want Christian McCaffrey getting 30 to 40 touches a game, but the 49ers don't. And given the way they're running the football right now, I think that's the kind of the avenue. He's got to be heavy on the touches.
It might not be in the best interest of the 49ers for him to have that volume, but...
I also don't
say if he gets to that, but like they're just not healthy all season, but he gets to that, then I think that helps his MVP case, but also that's just a lot of...
If you're 12-4 and they're not healthy, then yeah, maybe that is the conversation.
CMC's been the offense all year.
I also am not sure they're gonna pitch count him. Like they're just gonna whatever the game calls for that day. And if they have some windows where Brian Robinson can get 15 carries in a game, cool. But the way that we talk about it, I'm not sure if Kyle Shanahan and that team is looking at like, oh, he's got too many touches right now. Mm-hmm. It's just like we just doing what we got to do to win. And if that's
– I'm just wondering, like, if you get guys like Juwan back and Ricky Pearsall, like, if just you're able to spread the football out more rather than, like, we have to get the ball to CMC rather on checkdowns all the time. Stuff maybe. Like that. I wonder if that affects it.
Yeah, I don't think he gets there. Like, I don't think he gets 1,000. I don't think it happens. He's just on pace for it. So, and I actually think he's on pace for, like, 989 rushing yards, not even receiving.
And Derrick Henry scored his 110th touchdown yesterday.
Tied fifth all time, or he is fifth all time, one of those, I believe.
Yeah, tied with Walter Payton, I think.
Yeah.
He's going to the Hall of Fame, right?
Yeah. You get to that point, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I don't know if he's like a top five running back of all time, but he's a Hall of Famer.
He has a 2,000-yard season and a 1,921-yard season 5 seasons apart. That's kind of crazy. And considering the amount of times he touched the ball in Alabama, like, you talk about a workhorse. Yeah. Like, Nick Saban was just like, you ain't going to be here next year. Here, just give him the ball. Give him the ball.
What's tough for him is that he's 17th in yards all time, and the ones after that, like, didn't really get into the Hall of Fame besides John Riggins at 11,000, and then he shall not be named Simpson.
Yeah, but those five players at 110 or more have, every single one of them. Walter Payton, Adrian Peterson.
Yeah, I think Smith. He gets in, but his yards are just not that high. But I think he gets in.
All right, we'll come back. We're going to have to talk about the Raiders at some point, man.
Oh, man.
What a mess that was. And is anyone ready to take the Colts seriously? Also, WNBA Finals underway. Major League Baseball playoffs underway. There's a lot jumping off. We're excited to talk about it. We're excited you're here with us. Steel and KC brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.